Today was the third in the series and the final in the series of Keep Talking, Navigating Difficult Conversations. And today's segment is entitled Peacemakers, Not Peace Fakers. So maybe my mom's inspired this message because she always said, Jesus never said, blessed are the peace wishers. You know, it's blessed are the peacemakers. So, okay, I came out of a household where that was the sermon being preached a lot, so. But if you're talking about peacemaking, I thought, let's enter into our time together here with a conversation that's rather difficult, and we'll work our way from there. How's that sound? So, the first woman elected to the British Parliament was Lady Astor. And she once said to Winston Churchill, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your coffee. To which the Prime Minister replied with his cutting wit, Madam, if you were my wife, I'd drink it. Where does a conversation go after that? Dropping a line that kills the other leaves little or no room for peacemaking. Such abrasive behavior either leads to violence or silence. Remember, Debbie talked about that last week. You don't want to go to a place where it's either violent or silent, because it's either heated, elevated voices or someone's taking their ball and going home. And in terms of where Jesus leads us, neither of those are an option. Neither of those are an option. So how do we keep talking in navigating difficult conversations? Well, we save the most difficult for last, I think, in this series. And that is the call to be a peacemaker. I was thinking of the Eagles song, you know, I got a peaceful, easy feeling. And I thought, well, peace is easy when you're in it. But it's altogether a different story when you're trying to make peace, especially with people in the midst of conflict. It is specifically in an unpeaceful situation that Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, and it's in the Beatitudes, right? Blessed are you who mourn, and blessed are you who are meek, and blessed, it's all these situations that are really kind of challenging that Jesus says, hey, but you are, right? And blessed are the peacemakers, meaning if you're in uncomfortable situations, if you're in places of conflict, blessed are you for being a peacemaker, because you will be identified in this world as a child of God. Peacemakers are blessed when two sides can meet at the heart, meaning they don't have to agree, but when they can meet at the heart, when by God's help we can make peace with someone, then others will see God's children in action. So do our conversations give a view of peace and being seen and heard in our world as children of God? When things get prickly among our circle of relations, in the midst of our hot messes, as I like to chat with Angel about, she says, our family's a hot mess. I said, I love it. Maybe that's why I get along with you so well, because our family's a hot mess too, so. When we get into prickly situations and within our circles of relations, and maybe we need to include our relations as people that we are in community with. You know, when it gets prickly, we want to move on or move out or get out. And with that, I say be careful. We just can't pretend everything on the surface looks peaceful. Followers of Jesus do not duck and hide. We are called to be peacemakers, not peace fakers. Peacemakers build relationships, meaning they are committed. They're saying, I know we had a big fight, but I want to try to stick and work this out. And even if they're not saying it, it is in their heart that they're going to try to build relationships. Peace fakers avoid relationships. Peace makers help to help things to go right, meaning you are looking and your heart is of peace, meaning you're looking for positive things while you're in relationship in community with people, and you're working toward that in some way. Peace fakers dwell on the past. They got their list of nitpick, and they're going at it all the time. That's a peace faker. Peace fakers get called out by Jesus. And he tells the parable, when you go up to the temple and bring your offering, but have something against a relative or friend, go settle the conflict between you, then come back and present your offering. So it's almost as if Jesus is looking in on us and saying, okay, he's saying, come back here and get this. And he's looking in on us saying, you can't fake through it like that. Making peace is a priority to God. Jesus is teaching us that to make peace is a priority to God. So when in the midst of turmoil and relational gridlock, I believe the seeds of peace can still be sown, as peace begins when we call on someone greater than ourselves. When it comes to peacemaking, we look to the one who is our peace. If we don't feel like we have peace, but we believe in Jesus, he is our peace. Let's hold on to that for just a moment. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians, for Jesus himself is our peace, who has made the two one. He has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and to you who are near. Meaning there was no boundary to Jesus and sharing the peace that he has. We know this when we read the parable of the Good Samaritan. Who is your neighbor? Well, the one who showed mercy. There was no boundary because they were a Christian. They were the ones who helped. We all know they were the ones who passed by. Jesus is saying, I'm here to create one humanity. I'm destroying barriers, breaking down walls of hostility, thus making peace. The gospel of love and peace, the good news of God's love, was made real in this world by Jesus when he was willing to give his life, leave his peace to a hostile world. Jesus did not say, okay, I'm going to die and make this whole thing happen because you're all good children now and you're all well behaved. Jesus came and died on a cross in a hostile world, in a world that was not at peace, in a world that was and still is in conflict. This was his ultimate act of peacemaking, to take his life and to say, I'm here in the name of peace, and I want to make peace with the world. This was his ultimate act of peacemaking. And we can take that further. We can say, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's his way of saying, I'm trying to make peace here. The challenge to us is this. If Jesus gave his life to a hostile world, are we willing to give his peace? Or at least be open to share his peace? To look for an opportunity to be open to share the peace to at least one other person with whom we're in conflict. If he was willing to make peace with the whole world, are we not, who believe in him, willing to take his peace to someone else. There are situations that bring us face to face with irrational people. People will come and ask Pastor Debbie and I, how can I make peace? How can I speak understanding if someone wants no part of me? That's really difficult. We can pray. And I don't mean pray for that person to change their mind, that I'm right and they're wrong. Didn't we talk about that last week? That's the fool's choice. That's not the use of prayer here. We're praying for strength to not give up on peace. Pray for the eyes to see opportunities to help things go right. Pray for feelings to quell. And it might take some time. But I really and truly believe that if we believe in Jesus Christ, if we are ones who believe and follow his gospel, we are on a road with the rest of humanity. It's not like we're on a road and they're on a road. We are all together. Jesus said, I'm dividing the wall of hostility. I'm destroying the barriers. Which means we commit ourselves to being a person of peace, even though others may be a person of war. It is our prayer that we arc our journey close to them, that the Spirit will have us meet, and that we will both have hearts of peace. We keep walking and we keep praying, but we are committed to peace. When we're in the thick of it, this is the prayerful work of a peacemaker. For peacemakers keep talking. Peacemakers keep the conversation safe. Peacemakers focus on the person and approach others with a heart of peace. And they pray when the work of peace is slow. So may our hearts pause and pray and ask Jesus, who is our peace, to stand in the middle with us. And I define us as, well, me, Jesus, and the person I'm in conflict with. That Jesus stands in the middle because he destroyed the barrier. He is our peace. There is a prayer that leads us to keep talking, to build relationships, to help things go right, and that prayer is accredited to St. Francis of Assisi. So we'll end this series taking a few minutes to reflect on our relationships. We'll take a few minutes to pray of being open and making peace with others. So may we keep talking. May we be peacemakers and not peace fakers.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it's in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
You've heard that prayer before, and you got to hear it specifically this morning. But I invite you again, because we're going to do that video again, I invite you now to pray it. Make it your own. Do you have the courage to do that? Let's take a few moments.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it's in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Let me pray a prayer of blessing on us. Oh God, we thank you for the gift of life and the gift of this day. Give us your wisdom. Show us the way you want us to go. Give us a vision of our world as your love would make it. A world where the weak are protected, the hungry are fed, the poor hear the good news. Give us the courage to join you in making a world where resources and riches are shared so that everyone can enjoy them. Give us the grace to help you build a world where different races, nations, and cultures, different people live in tolerance and mutual respect, and where peace is built and maintained in the name of Jesus. Amen.